What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV's after show for Good Trouble. Today, we're going to be recapping the episode Playing the Game. And coincidentally, we're going to be playing a game titled Have You Been Good or Trouble? And we have a very special guest, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. I'll be
brave, but I'll be like, put it in the bag. Oh, song's so good.
I love this song so much, and we're here to talk about Good Trouble, guys. Ariana Grande is in the build. No, I'm kidding.
I wish.
But someone even better is, so stay tuned for that. But we're going to be recapping the episode Playing the Game, and I have to my left my lovely panel, the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hey, guys.
The beautiful and bubbly Megan Lynn.
Oh, thank you.
And here for a limited engagement, Miss Addison O'Connor.
The limited edition.
Yeah.
The limited edition.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course, I'm so excited.
Yes, and in the hot seat today, we have Miss Kara Royster. Thank you for joining us.
What?
Thank you. Better than Ariana Grande. That's a lie, and it's so sweet.
No. I mean it. So thank you for being here.
Thanks.
And for those of you who have watched The Fosters, she played Jesus' girlfriend for a while. Mm. Right?
No.
Which one?
I should know this. I should know this. This is panic. Maya's boy afterwards.
I can't even
I was on The Fosters.
You were on The Fosters.
It's fine.
It was a while back. You were Jesus' girlfriend. Jealous.
Yeah. It was a while ago. Definitely. So let's kind of get into this episode. We're going to be basically recapping the episode. Then we have an awesome segment called This Girl is Dope.
Yes.
Where Megan is going to be telling us about a woman in politics or the tech world who is killing it and deserves major props. And then Shay is going to be leading us a game of Have You Been Good or Trouble? Where we use these amazing paddles to find out which scenarios in the show we think is good and absolute trouble. And I'm just going to say, little spoiler alert, Davia's relationship, which one's it going to be? messy business. But what are your overall thoughts of the episode?
I am here for everything. There's so much to talk about for this episode and so many just like great topics to like broach and just talk about. And I'm so here for talking about everything today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like they're really starting to dig into the characters more and develop them. Not one of them is left off to the side, which I really like. I would really love them to bring Gael back in, though. But I see a little bit of foreshadowing there, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I would like Gael to be brought back in, too.
I wonder why.
There were a lot of plot twists, though. Like, little plot twists that I liked. So I'm excited to talk about that tonight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's just so much to talk about, and they just keep it so real. I just love that. Every time you see something that, like, you maybe you've seen on another show, they never do it like anything else. So I like that. That's always like, you don't know.
Somebody in the chat, you are AJ's girlfriend.
Thank you. Oh my God. I knew it was two letters, and I couldn't think of it.
I'm so sorry to put you on the spot.
It's all right. I should have known that. It's so fine.
Well, in your defense, you've been on a lot of shows. So you're like, which character am I?
Two days.
You like to get in the middle of a lot of relationships.
I do. I break up a lot of relationships. I've done four so far. Four shows. Shipwrecks.
All right. One of these days, we're going to see you doing another type of role, I'm sure.
No, we stan a girl who stirs it up.
I love it.
I'll handle it.
I seriously have loved every character you've played, and you just kill it every time. And so I'm like, you're an incredible guest star. I'm just ready for you to get, like, a lead role in a series.
She had it. I'm still pissed about it. She knows why I'm pissed.
Yeah. Why? It's all right.
It's going to happen. Persistence pays off, for
that
sure.
That is true.
So let's talk about Callie, because she gets invited this awkward, like, dinner/steaks and banter.
That was very uncomfortable to watch.
What was that?
That was the get-to-know-your-boss day?
Yeah.
That's one of those things where I just, like, don't know what the workplace social barrier is, like, where that line is exactly. I was a little bit uncomfortable seeing him come on to his wife in front of them. It felt very much like they were interns, even though they work for him. It just felt like a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
He's also way too petty to be how old he is.
Yeah.
No, legit. He's a very sore loser. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why also he got to the rank of judge. So he kind of gets to be the judge and jury for every decision because he really hates to be the one not winning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think we should talk about the case, that little game they played at the dinner, and what his wife did. What did you guys think about that?
Yeah. Which I know I've seen his wife on something recently, and I can't think of what.
Yeah, she's
I've seen her in a lot,
She's been in so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she really has been. But she basically told her, like, hey, just let it end. Please, I'm going to give you the name of the case and just, like, let's make this end so we can enjoy our dinner and not have so much
tension. Was it a trick? We still don't know. Was it a trick? Should she have done it? She have not? I still don't even know, but I'm glad that she did what she did. But I was like, all the possibilities right through my head. But it's like, what if you did say it? Then it would take your case away. Like, it was like a whole spiral of emotion.
I honestly think it was a test. I think, because then at the end of the episode, the judge talked to Callie and said, I know you could have cheated tonight, but you didn't, so I'm going to let you keep your case.
That's true.
Right. But I don't know if the wife knew what she was doing. Like, true. I don't know if she was setting her up for it. I think at the end, it was good that she didn't. Cause
that's true. She did just want them to, like,
shut
end.
Up.
Told everyone, and then Ben said it, and that's why he was like, you're wrong.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. And then not only that, but then after everything kind of ended and we see that, like, it's just an awkward workplace environment, especially, like, none of them, it seems like they're all against each other and they're all supposed to be working on cases together. So I'm not really sure how that is healthy.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like they're all working on the same case.
Right.
So it's like, that's not, like, building team morale. So why are they all together?
I know.
And Judge Wilson very much acts like he's trying to facilitate this teamwork, collaborative environment, but he's absolutely not. He's also pitting them against each other.
He was
definitely pitting
them against each other with that game.
Which I don't quite understand the reasoning of, you know, pitting them against each other when they're all supposed to be working under one office.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I don't really know what's going on, but the weird part of it was whenever Callie came back to get her phone, first of all, this is the second time she's left her phone in the bathroom. I would never set my phone on anything in a bathroom.
That's just me. Yeah. Hygiene and, like, get a lanyard or, like, a bell.
Right.
First of all, she's wearing jeans. I'm just saying, all you gotta do is stick it in your pocket. It's pretty much
when you pull your pants
down.
I see that
always
with me.
I've done that. I dropped it in the toilet from being in my jeans pocket.
I wouldn't recommend that.
But
not in the back pocket. I'm just, you know.
She has a problem of not prioritizing herself.
There's
phone,
a whole
for
system.
Sure.
Before you leave, you pat your pockets, yeah. Make sure you got everything, and then you open the door like an adult.
Absolutely.
Maybe this is just symbolic of her deeper communication issues.
Wow.
Ooh, okay. All right. Either way, she finds out some interesting information. Judge Wilson acts like his son is studying abroad or overseas or somewhere.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, he's upstairs waiting for the company to leave because he's got an ankle monitor on.
House arrest.
Interesting. Yeah. So
he did something.
He must be...
I don't think the judge is too proud of that.
No.
For his son.
Hiding.
No, he's ashamed.
Hiding, yeah.
It's like, it's not even just proud. I am ashamed of my son. I'm trying to put this picture perfect life and trying to prove that I have all my kids are good, all my life is good, me and my wife are just still sexing with each other, and you want to perpetuate I'm just gonna say that whole role play thing was just funny, but he's just trying to perpetuate this I have my life together, like I don't, like, my life is kind of, at least for my father-son relationship, is not together at all.
No, I think we definitely need more background on that in the backstory, because I'm really surprised that a prominent judge in Los Angeles, California didn't make press when his son was arrested for something.
Right.
He must be paying someone off to cover that up. I don't know, but it seems really sketchy.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be cool to see him be more human, too, because he is always kind of, like, pitting them against each other. He's kind of like this ultimate higher being, so it's going to be cool to see him, like, just humanize a little
bit. He's just like a real person. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then this whole other thing comes up with Callie, which she just needs to learn how to be honest, because it seems like she's always just, like, hiding things or, like, keeping secrets. Right. And she says, basically, she dances around it, but she doesn't know Malika. She doesn't know the girl that was sitting next to Jamal Thompson's mother.
Ooh. Well, she never said she didn't know. She just said, I answered your question.
Yeah, she goes, ask and answer.
Yeah.
She's bad at lying. It. She needs to work on that, too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ben finds out.
That
she definitely knows her because they live in the same building. Now, he may not understand or know, oh, well, maybe they live in different apartments. They just see each other every once in a while.
But yeah, I didn't get why she didn't just bend the truth. Like, all-out lie was bizarre, because it's like, if someone just lives in your apartment building and some other, like, section of it, like, you can get away with it and then be like, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I said that this was, like...
Because
now
it looks sketchy.
Out. Yeah.
It looks really sketchy.
It's all about white lies.
Right. It's just bending of the truth that we're looking for.
It's not even lying the right way.
It's not even white lies. It's more about omission. Like, you can omit certain details and technically still be in the right, even though obviously lying is wrong.
I mean, to be fair, though, she did say, Malika, we cannot talk about this case. That's not ethical. And I think she's trying to be as ethical as she can be given the situation. So, I don't know. I feel like, it would have been better if she was somewhat honest.
That's how she gets herself into trouble. Every
good
time.
Trouble or not?
And so wait, is Malika part of the jury? No.
No,
she's just a person?
She's just friends with the mother.
Right. So
friends
then,
with the mother now.
Is that even, as long as she's not talking about the case, like, I thought for a while she was on the jury for a second, mm-hmm. and right. I was like, oh yeah, if they're part of the jury's living in your house, that's weird, but like, just a citizen who happens to know the mom, like, why can't you also know her?
And just getting to know the mother. It's not like they've had any kind of past or anything. They met because Malika was running or tweeting a lot in support of Jamal and his, fair trial.
Yeah, it could be misconstrued, though, as a conflict of interest because there's no way to prove how much they've told each other about each of their sides.
And we know Callie can't omit the truth. She kind of did when she just said, I saw her standing on during the protest, which she did. I'm like, you could just took that a little further.
Mm-hmm. guide. Just a little
if I saw my mom getting a donut down the street, I saw my mom getting a donut. You know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't matter if she's my mom or not. Like, oh yeah, I saw her, you know, at the store.
That was a great example.
See, I'm just
now we're all just hungry.
Yeah, exactly. I went to Krispy Kreme today, so that's why. I don't know. I feel like in addition to that, Ben almost seems to have a little something for Callie. But then again, Taylor, who's not here this week, she was telling us last week that it seems like Callie can have chemistry with anything.
Literally anyone. Yes, as soon as I saw the judge's son walk down the stairs, I was like, boom. I stand it. I'm here for
it. You're like, oh, brilliant, amazing,
she
beautiful.
She probably will get involved with him, honestly.
What?
She probably will get involved with him.
Girl loves a conflict of interest.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean...
No, but I think, back to Ben. I think Ben's thing is he just wants power over her. Yes. And so I think that's like the sexual, like domineering prowess he's kind of showing. Wow. But it's the same way that it is in the office, too.
I think he feels like competition with her. Mm-hmm. Like she's kind of a threat to him.
So he wants to tame her.
Yeah.
Maybe in more ways than one.
Oh, Megan.
So can we, just say that it was not me this time?
Yeah.
It's always me.
This show is sexier and more risque than the Fosters. We saw that's Jeff's butt, pretty much. We saw some side butt.
Let's talk about Jeff, because that's a whole...
Let's get into that.
That's
Jeff
a hot mess.
Tasteful side butt.
I mean, it was tastefully shot. I'm just
Hashtag tasteful side butt.
I love that.
Can we get a tasteful side butt in the chat?
Call us out.
A holler for some tasteful.
Yeah. So Jeff is visiting Davia, and she, every time he comes around, they basically hook up, but she's kind of thinking, maybe I'm done with LA. Maybe I want to move back and be tamed. I don't know. And Mariana finds out that he has a wife, and she thinks she's doing the right thing by telling her, look, girl, you're going to move back home, but I need to let you know something. But Davia knows what's going on.
And it was a whole thing, the whole episode. Mariana was going back and forth, do I tell her, do I not tell her?
And Kelly's don't do it.
But then Davia just surprised us all. She goes, I know.
We were all sitting there gasping, he has a wife. Oh, she knows.
So, do y'all remember the song Girl at Home by Taylor Swift?
No.
Yeah. Don't look at me, you've got a girl at home, and everybody knows that. Yeah. No, that totally made me think of this song. And I'm like, you're enabling cheating. Mm. You're also cheating, even though you're not in a relationship. So as sad as she is, I don't really feel sorry for her because she made her own bed and now she has to lie in it.
And she still, in a way, shot the messenger because she still got mad at Mariana later for her...
judgy.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. So the messenger still got shot. So.
Yeah. I thought it was weird because it seemed like Jeff was totally cool with her coming back. And then as he was leaving, I think he thought twice about it and was like, ooh, my wife might find out, so we better
just
keep it
here. I think that was his response, yeah.
Yeah.
No. I don't know why I want to kind of give him the benefit of the doubt just being you...
A cheater's a cheater.
True, also, but I also don't think he could have kept up, both things together if she went back to Fishburg, but also, I think he also knows Davia is bigger than their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So I thought, I feel like... sorry. I feel like, you know, she's bigger than her back home. So...
I think it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of, I don't want you and my wife to coexist, but I also don't feel like you coming back home is also the answer for you as an individual and the person I've been sleeping with off and on for every time you come to visit. No,
and it kind of, like, made me mad at her, though, because as someone who's so pro-feminist, pro-girl power, to be facilitating this affair, like, she should really do the right thing and reach out to this woman and say, hey, I just want to let you know, and I'm so sorry for my part in it. I think that's what she should do, and then she should move on from him because he's holding her back. He's tying her to home, and she needs to let loose and, like, figure out who she is in LA beyond just the short-term mm-hmm. Teach for America program.
Right.
But I also like how they kept it real, because, like, what is, like, the perfect feminist? Like, it did kind of, mm-hmm. again, show, like, that more human side to it, where it's, like, even if you have all these standpoints, like, you can still, like, falter in different spots. That's why I always like the show, is because, like, yeah, but, like, in actuality, who's, like, the perfect?
It's such,
like,
a true depiction of real life, I think.
Yeah.
Everything in the show.
Yeah, it really is. Every time there's, like, a new storyline or something different, I'm always like, oh my gosh, they're talking about this, and a lot of shows don't. Like, mm-hmm. they have all these different things that they put on, and it's, like, the way that they can make all of those different topics coexist in one show and, like, navigate it naturally is just insane to me. Like, they really do a great job.
Yeah.
People in the chat are just kind of losing their mind right now.
What's going on?
Jeff equals Sumi, K squared. I love the alternative scenes in this episode, especially Callie's mention of Gallo as her hobby, which, that was perfect. Carmen Cortez and Jose Mendina says she sang at their wedding in all caps, which is why my voice went that way. Which is kind of true. I'm just like, girl, you sang at their wedding. You know the situation. So, I mean, I don't say cheating is the right thing to do because you obviously went into with your eyes wide open about what the relationship is, or you fell for his story. Oh, we're just... She doesn't understand me like you do. Whatever mm-hmm. led to the eventuality of it, I think, even the way she kissed him, I feel like that was her goodbye to him. Yeah. It almost seemed like this is me saying goodbye to you and finding out who I am. Because I tried to go home, I tried to believe in you, and now you don't want me. You don't want me to. You don't want me to mess up your life. So this is my goodbye. Never call me again.
I think she's still open to it, though. I mean,
I disagree,
think she... Yeah, I think she's, like, kind of still yearning for that. She just doesn't know what to do with the information she just got.
Mm-hmm.
I still think she's going to fall back into it. He's going to come back. He said that he'll be back in a few weeks, so we're going to see him again.
Yeah.
And that storyline will definitely continue, as well as Alice, who helps her ex so plan sad. The wedding. And she's, like, finally, like, you know what? I'm done supplying toilet paper. I'm sorry.
No, it was just, like, the nervous hands.
It was a total breakdown. Yeah. I loved it.
She looks like she's going to pass out. Yeah. That whole speech.
I feel like she might suffer from social anxiety a bit.
Aww.
Yeah, probably.
But after the whole breakdown, at the end of the episode, she's sitting in the bathroom and has no toilet paper. Oh, and it was kind of, it was like one of those moments where I was like, no.
It was so poetic.
It was just sad. Like, she, yeah. like, first of all, there's no toilet. You just sat down and you didn't notice there was no toilet paper.
We've then all been Sumi, there, okay.
Too real.
Sumi comes in the bathroom. Hey, Alice. I love you. I just want to check out bridesmaids' dresses with you.
And then she started crying.
And it's really heartbreaking because I feel like at that moment, especially for Alice's realization, in a way she's almost hitting rock bottom and trying to figure out how to crawl back up and find that person of setting boundaries for just her, for herself and for her life. Because
mm-hmm.
she's kind of like, let the boundaries go with everybody. And I think she has to start figuring out and discovering where her boundaries are now going to be. Because otherwise she's going to drive herself crazy.
Right.
Ugh.
Speaking of boundaries, though, Mariana needs to find some, too, at the workplace. Ooh. Because she is struggling right now, and she's basically being used for her race to, like, be a part of, like, speculate.
And gender.
Media.
Yeah.
Yeah, media persona. You know, like, yeah. Oh, okay, well, we're very diverse here, but in reality, the minorities are getting picked on at work, not getting the same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that girl's name that she was talking
Casey.
With? Casey. And Casey was like, you can vent to me all you want, but don't. I just don't want to see another Latina woman get, like, taken out of the workplace. Like, you're here for a reason, mm-hmm. and you can work yourself up. It's just, like, we have to, like, do it the right way. Because, I mean, I think that she was just thinking if she would have spoke out, she would have gotten fired and not been able to prove herself, I guess.
And nothing would have changed.
Right.
She can only really change the workplace while she's in it. Like, from within, she can kind of, like, mm-hmm. make her own boundaries and actually doing it. Yeah, telling, like, the higher-ups and just expecting them to kind of be able to do the work, I don't think that was going to happen. But I saw that struggle within her. So it's always hard because, again, both were correct, but it's, like, what has the long-term effects.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her and Raj both are, like, having a problem with that. So it's interesting to see how they're going to work through that together and then if there is going to be anything between them because... It seemed like, you know, Mariana was kind of like, oh, that other guy's hot. You know, I can climb him like a tree.
There might be something in the future.
Maybe. And then poor guy was just like,
Oh, that face. That face was so sad.
I just want them to be friends. I want them to have a nice guy friend right. to go to.
That never happens.
That would be so nice. Like a workplace and like, yeah, they just have each other's backs and stuff. Like
that'd be nice.
He really just got slid into the friend zone. He was not expecting.
Yeah.
But I love how they did end up bonding because throughout the episode, like, Mariana was, she felt like she was getting attacked watching Raj and everyone make fun of his race. And so I love how they, like, brought it back at the end of the episode and, like, they bonded and talked it out about, like, everything they've been through.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I do, like what she said, why do we have to make them comfortable when we're the ones hurt? And I feel like, especially minorities, we always try to look to make other people as comfortable as possible at a risk to our own selves. Because it's easier to make you comfortable than try to fight you on something you're not going to understand anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
It breaks my heart. Good point. Oh. Well, let's talk about some dope women. But before we do, let us know some of the cool things that's going on at AfterBuzz right now.
Yeah, guys, before we move on to our next topic, talk about these dope women. So many on the show and so many in the real world. We just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help, though. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us here, and we truly appreciate you supporting us in all that we do. And we also love when you interact with us, guys. I know we have a lot of you in the live chat. We also let you ask Kara some questions earlier. Yes. I have quite a few interesting ones for you here.
Cool.
Let's start out with, this is from Spencer's daughter. She says, you're just amazing. You're just amazing. What the, teach me how to be like you.
Aww.
Do you have any advice?
She's so sweet. I see her all the time online. You also have to, like, realize that everything's kind of curated, whatever you see and all that, because I can be a real mess. but I guess it is. It's just being confident in who you are and stuff, and I'm typically a little bit awkward and things like that, and just kind of, like, taking on what you have and, like, really making that your armor to walk through the world, I think, is always. And just loving the place that you're at, because you won't love where you get to if you don't, like, every right. step to get there.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I love that, too.
Cool.
I'm going to need to record that.
Yeah.
I'm going to
write that down. Recite it to myself in the mirror. Yeah. Okay. Also, in the Instagram questions, Rocky Jr. asked for a birthday shout-out.
Happy birthday, Rocky
Jr. And he also wants to know if you go barefoot or wear socks to bed.
Oh. What a weird...
I mean, it depends on the season.
Right.
Yep.
Believe it or not, that's not the only person who asked if you go barefoot or wear socks to bed.
What?
Yeah. And we also had a few who asked if you're ticklish.
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah, weirdly
Are you
enough.
Serious?
Seriously, not at all. Weird. Yeah.
Because most people say that because they don't want someone to tickle them.
No, really? Yeah, I know. People have always been like, ha ha, get off, please.
Like, get off.
Yeah. Well, this is why we love you guys, asking the important questions in here. I would never thought to ask these, so thank you for that.
I mean, but shout out to Spencer's daughter, who said, why are you so cute and talented? You're so my cute. Idol. I love you, Kara. Aww. You are the best. Heart emoji.
Aw, she's so sweet.
Aww.
It's such a blast, and it's fun. I always get to work on such cool things, and I've definitely loved every character and every cast, and get to talk about it, so it makes everything nice and easy to be able to go out there and chat about it and be involved with everybody. So, and you know, we've done the pretty thing before and all that good stuff, and Foster's too, like, everyone's just so dedicated to the shows that I've been on, so I'm very, very lucky.
I feel like I had, like, a proud dad moment with you whenever we went to the...
Oh my god, yes!
So her and I went to the Warner Brothers lot for the PLL Made Here exhibit that was there for a limited time. So we got to take the tour, and we were, like, posting about it, and we were just, like, wandering around, and then these people kept, like, looking over at you, like...
She really taking the tour right now? We, like, went in... Didn't we go on the Foster's lot,
yeah,
too?
We did too,
we were, like, walking... They're like, we're gonna show you our exclusive set. It's the Foster's. I was like... Of all the ones I haven't been on, we'll go right back to the Foster's one. So, but yeah, it was funny.
That was so funny. And then, like, the people who came up to, like, talk to you and ask for a photo. And I was just like, how cool is that? Like, you're going to, like, see an exhibit of a show that you were on. And then, like, someone recognizes you. And it was just, like, a cool moment. I was like, that's got to, like, be full circle. Because you started watching Pretty Little Liars. You loved the show very so beginning. Much. Yeah.
And Foster's too. I had like watched like the premiere episode when it premiered and all that. So and like now seeing Sierra and Maya, and these are like friends of mine, and they're so amazing, and like to have the spinoff and like seeing their characters get to grow. And I know that they're just so happy that they get to show like this side of everything with those characters. So yeah, it's been an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm love... very lucky camper.
Yes.
And happy camper.
Right. I mean, you also had royalty as your parents for Disney Channel, which I still appreciate.
That was a blast.
You had Rick Fox as a dad.
I ran into him in public. I don't even know where I was. And I was like, hi, dad. He's like, daughter. And then everyone around us was like, what?
And you're like, if you were an actor, you'd get
you
it.
Don't I get mean, it. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And Jasmine Guy as your evil mom. Come on.
An absolute queen in this world. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready to play this game.
Yeah.
So let's play this game of Have You Been Good or Trouble. We have these amazing paddles. And where can people find these if they want to get these?
Okay, so a lady on Etsy named Prim and Popping. She makes amazing designs. I got this custom made. But you can also ask her if you would like the design as well. I'm pretty sure she would also give it out to you. I asked her if she can make a Good or Trouble design with the devil horns, obviously, and the halo for good, because why not?
Right.
So cute.
And she's awesome. Like, she makes amazing things. And you can. She also has a website called primandpopping.com. Primandpopping.com, yeah. And she's so, like, you can just reach out to her. She'll call you. She'll email you right back. She is the sweetest person.
Does she give dating advice?
I don't know.
She seems so easily accessible. Like, you can call her. She has an online chat.
You can call her about
read
her work.
Read my tarot cards. Yeah.
You can call her about that's her awesome. Work, you know?
All right.
So that's what we're doing. So, guys, we're going to play Have You Been Good or Trouble? First question. Good or Trouble, Raj and Mariana, do we feel like he's going to stay in the friend zone? Or will hopefully the friend zone will lead to something more for him? Or is it just going to be full on, he's going to be stuck there forever?
Ooh, I gotta go with trouble.
Tell us about this,
I think
Kara.
That they need to just be friends and allies in the workplace.
Agreed.
Chill out.
Yeah, I get that. I think that that is something that's not shown in television much. It's like, oh, it's an opposite sex. You must have something going on with them. And they've talked about so many important topics on the show that you could be definitely right. It could be a thing where he's thinking, okay, maybe, and she's like, you know what, actually not, and then maybe they can move on from there and be friends.
Yeah, that'd and it's a awesome. Workplace romance. Messy.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely. A little bit on the fence. I'm kind of spinning back and forth, leaning towards good. I just think they could balance each other out really well, and I think he really needs someone to, like, pull out that oomph from him that wants to fight back, because he shouldn't sit back and take these comments that people make making fun of his race. I don't think that's cool.
I also agree. I feel like it'd be good for both of them, for him for that reason, but for Mariana also to go into her maturity a little more, because she's always, not saying being fun is not the greatest thing ever, but a little bit more growth just in for mature reasons. I don't figure out what I'm trying to say about that, but there it is. That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I'm like on the fence, because I can see what Kara's saying and I definitely agree, but if they are going to move forward with them as a couple, I think it'd be kind of nice to see like a good guy get the girl for a change.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because like, I feel like there's so many shows that just depict like, oh, well, you know, if you're like techie or nerdy or whatever, like you can't get the girl, you have to be like this guy.
Well,
who's, like,
I actually like that. Now I'm kind of torn, but that would be nice to see.
It would be nice. Because the good guys have good hearts and they, you know, are not going to like screw up your life.
And Mariana has been with like a lot of bad boys, it would be nice for a change.
Right, absolutely.
And one more is Judge Wilson, and I just feel like Ben and Judge Wilson should also be in the same category in a way. How do we feel that is it going to be good for Callie or in trouble for Callie?
Working with the two of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, working with, what's the question? Wait, one more time.
Judge Wilson
and
Ben.
Between the... Okay, and you can just split it up. If you want good for Ben or good for Judge Wilson, you can split it up. But we're going for Ben and Judge Wilson at this point for the question.
I'm going to say Ben is trouble. Ben is trouble. I think Judge Wilson has some opportunity to be good, because it seems like he is taking a liking to Callie, and it seems like he might be thinking that maybe everything that she has to say might not just be amateur. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Liberal.
Like, I feel like he's kind of taking, you know what? Maybe I don't fully agree with you, but I see what you're saying, and I actually kind of agree with you, but he's not wanting to say it yet. I feel like there's some growth happening with him. I think Ben might just be trouble.
I totally agree. Ben is definitely trouble. But dang, now I actually feel you on the whole Judge Wilson thing. I think there is some redemption, at least growth for him to see the other side of the liberal argument and not just cast it aside because it doesn't really fit into what he thinks the law should be.
All I'm going to say is I don't want to get on Judge Wilson's bad side. No. I think this whole entire situation spells trouble for Callie.
I think Ben is trouble. I think Judge Wilson is going to be trouble for a while, and then maybe he'll be good.
Okay. So, okay. I like that.
That's what I'm going with.
I'm going good on both. I'm going to be optimistic.
All right.
I think that the judge will be good to Callie because she now knows too much. And then I also think that Ben will, like, see what it's actually like. Like, this is her, like, very close friend, and that she was like, I'm just being honest. And I think that it'll be the thing to finally stop pitting them against each other. Like, once she kind of lets him into this secret, that they actually will have to, like, work together. That's optimistic, yeah. But we'll see how that goes.
I'm like, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool if, like, you know what? All right, you don't have to be my enemy.
I like that.
Probably
not. It could happen.
And if you guys want to win one of these awesome paddles, because everybody we have coming in as guests will sign them, and we're going to give away 5. So how do you win these, Dakota?
So basically, all you have to do is, if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to give us a big like, and in the comments, put 5 stars so we know that you're entering for the contest.
Yes.
Let us know what you love about the after show. Give us a shout out, and we would love to enter you for the competition. And if you're listening to us podcast on iTunes, make sure to rate us 5 stars and rate us in the comments.
And saying, also leave a review.
Yeah, leave a review. And let us know what you love and everything. And we are just excited to give these away. We were just starting with 1 paddle. Now we have 5. So I'm just saying, if you want a signed paddle by all these amazingly talented cast members coming in, you better hop on it. Absolutely. That was a lot to spit forth, but there's that. Yeah. Let's get into some quick predictions before we wrap, because...
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
All right.
That's like what I missed.
So, what are we predicting here? Because all I'm predicting is that I think Callie is going to have something kind of go on with Judge Wilson's son. I mean, that's just kind of obvious. I feel like we can't not have that happen. But I just really want to know what happened with him and if that's going to come forward and if that's going to, like, throw off the Jamal Thompson case. Like, if it's going to come out in the press that Judge Wilson's son got arrested or is on house arrest, then that could possibly, I don't know how that works, but that could possibly mess with the case somehow, as far as, like, maybe he'll have to step down. I don't know why, though, for the actions of his son, but something there might be complicated. And then I know that Malika is going to be found out as Callie's roommate, and that's going to prove some conflicts of interest.
I'm predicting, only because I saw the promo, moms are coming, and I'm here for whatever parental guidance they are going to give their daughters. And learning the commune thing is going to be just a really fun conversation. For Callie, I feel like we definitely have to figure out what her role and Gael's role in whatever relationship title you want to label it. They have to figure out what they are, because Brian is still around. He's still throwing shade left and right, apparently. He wants to know information. He wants to be in the tea. But he's also steering it for no reason. I'm just like, dude, you just want to win. It doesn't even matter because you don't really care about Gael. So I think you just need to bow out. Go somewhere. You're as nice as you look. Go somewhere.
Yeah.
Go somewhere where?
Away.
All right. Okay. All
right. I feel like Judge Wilson's son is going to stir up some trouble for Callie. She's very big into social justice, and just the fact the way he treated him, like, we have company. Why did you think it was okay to come downstairs? I think she probably feels some empathy for him, especially having gone through juvie and been through a rough childhood and understanding that good people can't end up on the wrong side of the law. I think she's going to want to kind of be there for him and support him through that. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
I agree. I think Callie's going to get involved with his son. I also think in Mariana's workplace there's going to be some drama going down. So I'm excited to see how all that plays out.
I want to shout out Naz's prediction, because I'm actually feeling it. He says, my prediction is that Callie will either be fired or lose the case, but Judge Wilson will go with the liberal side. And I think that, he thinks that Callie might blackmail Judge Wilson a little bit.
Ooh. Callie doesn't blackmail.
I mean, I don't really think she needs to blackmail, but I mean, if it happens, it happens.
That'd be interesting.
Really will. Yeah. Somebody said, #return of the mamas.
I'm excited about that. K-squared. So good.
There's just some people are like, we need to bring in the Aaron from Grown-ish over to Good Trouble for Mariana.
Oh, I'd be down for that.
So funny.
That'd be awesome.
And some people actually are shipping Mariana and the CEO, shipping Evan.
Oh, I forgot about him. That would be so good. Yeah. I would
be down for that. Because I feel like he's going to become a little bit more aware of the things that his people who work for him are keeping from him. Because we talked about it a little bit last week.
Right.
So, and if that happens, I want to know what that looks like. I really do.
That's going to be messy. Yeah.
There's got to be something to it because the whole, like, spilling coffee and that whole thing before. Mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. I think that would be really cute.
He knows. Like, he figured it out. Like, they didn't do it. Mariana did it.
Right.
Because she was here by herself late at night.
Do we have any idea how old this guy is?
I want to say, like, maybe late 20s, if anything.
Late 20s.
Early 30s.
I just feel like there's a weird power dynamic there, but I feel like if she's able to develop, like, a friendly discourse with him and talk to him about these issues, that could be good, but I just don't see them getting together. I feel like that'd be a little weird. That would definitely cause her problems at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past.
I did want to close, when we close out here, I did want to circle back around to our segment, This Girl Is Dope, because we kind of got carried away with all the other stuff, and we didn't finish that, so tell us about it.
Yeah, we got to talk about these dope women killing it in real life, so we got to talk about Kamala Harris. She is a 54-year-old junior senator in California, and she announced her bid for president last Monday. She is the first ever Black U.S. senator and the first Indian American senator ever. The first Black U.S. senator for California, not for the country. Both of her parents are immigrants. Her mom is from India and her dad's from Jamaica. And she formerly served as the state attorney general for 6 years. She's very close with President Obama and supported him early on in his 2008 campaign. She's really known for fighting for civil rights and being an activist. So far, the issues she's spoken on CNN and some other networks are backing Medicaid for All, strong gun reform, proponent of the Me Too movement, and a livable minimum wage.
Dope.
Wow. Yeah,
she's amazing. Get on her email list. That's how I get all my news.
Oh,
she
really?
Like sends a lot of emails, and she's amazing, and I can't wait for her to be president.
I'm just interested to see what's going to happen because,
sure, there are still more people yet to place their bid for president.
Time for change, you guys.
Yeah.
We got to figure some stuff out. But
Cali for president.
No, please no.
I am happy without that choice. Okay? Yeah.
She would say some really, she would just lie or like hold the truth. And then we'd be in such trouble.
It'd be like Death Good Survivor, no. Like Cali version.
Yeah, it would be nuts. Mm. But Kara, thank you so much for coming in. And where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at Kara Royster at Instagram and Twitter. Mostly Instagram.
All right. And where can everyone find you, Addison?
Addie O'Connor.
On Instagram?
Oh, yeah, on Instagram.
Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Cool.
Y'all can hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at MeganLynnTV. Let's come get into some good trouble together.
All right.
You guys can find me at Real Shade Jones on Twitter and Instagram. We have the finale episode coverage of Runaways on Monday. And I do Black Mondays on Sunday at 9.
All right, I thought you were saying the finale of Good Trouble. No. I'm like, we just started this.
I know.
But tune in next week for the season 1, episode 5 review. We are so excited. And we might have a special guest,
We have a special guest.
Are we telling everyone now?
Oh.
Is he... He's a major person. I'll say that.
Okay.
A major person.
On this
after show?
Of the Good Trouble.
You'll have to tune in to see.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, you guys can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for watching, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.